Hey Sandy, I'm sorry to interrupt you while you're in the middle of something. I just printed off the latest version of the agenda for tomorrow's board meeting. It's in the printer right behind you. Could you grab it for me? But also, could you look through it and give me your 2 cents worth? There are a lot of changes from the previous draft, so I need a second pair of eyes to make sure that I didn't miss anything.
In the printer, right? Oh, there it is. Here you go. Sorry, Hector. This isn't a great time right now. I'm busting my rear trying to finish up the script for the president's speech at the board meeting. Can I throw you a lifeline after I get this done?
Are you trying to pull a fast one on me right now? Our supervisor said he wanted that script on his desk at the end of the day yesterday. I thought you finished that speech ages ago.
Excuse me? When it comes to criticism, you don't have a leg to stand on. Remember, the script was yours to hash out, but you cracked under pressure and begged me to switch tasks with you. Now I'm stuck carrying your water. You should be thanking me, not dissing me.
Clearly you had that conversation with a different person. You offered to write the speech. You said it was a good dress rehearsal for when you become president.
Do you not even know what a joke is? I'm not actually planning on becoming president of this company in the future. But even if I were, what's wrong with a woman having some ambition? Cut me some slack.
See? You're a natural talent at giving speeches. Besides, it's not like I'm not pulling my weight around here. The board meeting agenda that I just printed off and asked you to check was originally your assignment. And unlike you, I actually plan to finish my assignment on time.
Time? It's funny that you mention time, because listen, I don't have time to squabble with you. It's do or die with this speech. It's my neck on the line, after all. You can fix an agenda after the fact, but a speech is a one-and-done type of deal.
It's like we're speaking two different languages. Fine, I'll leave you alone. But you can't even first spare me 10 minutes? It's not like you're writing the Gettysburg Address or something.
Maybe you do know what a joke is, since you're quite the comedian. This speech will help determine the course of our company for years to come. One small mistake and our president will be forced to resign in disgrace. It could even cost us our jobs. Now do you see why I'm taking it so seriously?
Well, it might be a big deal, but it's already a day late. A few more minutes won't change a single thing. Come on, throw me a lifeline here, please?
Unless you're hiding a time machine or something. I have work to do. Don't worry when I'm done. I will come bail you out like always. Now in the meantime, give me some space.